Picture this. You're halfway through a DIY car fix, tools scattered everywhere, and boom, you realize you're missing a part. It's okay, because you know whatever it is, it's on eBay. They've got everything. Brakes, headlights, cold air intakes, whatever you need. And it's guaranteed to fit, which means no more crossing your fingers and hoping you ordered the right thing. All the parts you need, at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit, every time. eBay. Things. People. Love. Picture this. You're halfway through a DIY car fix, tools scattered everywhere, and boom. You realize you're missing a part. It's okay, because you know whatever it is, it's on eBay. They've got everything. Brakes, headlights, cold air intakes, whatever you need. And it's guaranteed to fit, which means no more crossing your fingers and hoping you ordered the right thing. All the parts you need, at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit, every time. eBay. Things. People. Love.
Welcome back to EV News Daily. Coming up today, Mercedes unveils the Vision V electric van. BYD's Dolphin Surf comes to the UK, and Huawei introduces their 1.5 megawatt liquid-cooled EV charger. Want one? Plus, stay tuned, because later in the show I'll tell you which discontinued EV is being supported by bigger aftermarket battery packs coming from China. Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you are in the world. Welcome to EV News Daily, your trusted source of EV information for Wednesday, 23rd of April. I'm Martin Lee, and I go through every EV story, so you don't have to, but you can if you want to. Have a look at the Patreon page. It's patreon.com/EVNewsDaily. If it's been something to think, well, I might have a look at that one day, have a look today. You can see maybe $5 or $10. You can support the show. Get EV News Daily on the air every single day. Be one of our list of legends. Exec producers and above get their name on the Hall of Fame as well. We'll start with news from Mercedes-Benz introducing a new luxury van. This is for private retail, not particularly for fleets. And the Vision V is a concept at this stage, but this previews their next upscale van. Mercedes sees the Vision V as both a celebrity limousine and a premium family vehicle. It has short overhangs and 24-inch wheels with built-in lights for loads of bling. The body features smooth surfaces with chrome and clean lines at the front. LED headlights connect through a light bar. Of course, everything's got a light bar these days. And the illuminated three-pointed star hood ornament. When the Vision V doors do electronically slide open, inside wood trim, Nappa leather, white silk, glass cabinets with polished aluminium frames around them. The centre console has a touchpad for the infotainment system and a fold-out table like a first-class airplane seat, which frankly is a very nice place to be. The rear seats recline fully and will form a bed. Very nice. A glass partition separates passengers from the driver. So this is something that can be made opaque or clear, and it is definitely a vehicle to be driven around in as well. A 65-inch or 165-centimetre 4K screen that rises from the floor. How does that work? Transparent for floor slats. Let passengers see it as it emerges. Seven projectors hidden inside the roof liner create a 360-degree projection experience. This sounds wild. Mercedes, please make it. Because we like your V-Class, we like the EQV. Now go and make this. It sounds suitably crazy. The BYD Seagull is slightly less bling, but still interesting nonetheless. Known as the Dolphin Surf when it comes over here. It will be made in right-hand drive as well. It will come to the UK market, and it'll be priced under £20,000. Yes, like I say, significantly less bling at under 20k. But it could set standards for affordable electric cars. I've long talked about this. The most exciting segment of the EV market, and has been for a couple of years now. And this isn't sexy, it doesn't win me clicks or anything like that, but it is 15 to 25 grand. I find that so interesting, because that's the price of the car when it's new. But the used car market is much, much bigger than the new car market. And, you know, when those vehicles come to be remarketed in 3 years, in 4 years, coming off their agreements, they genuinely become affordable first cars for people. Now, what was your first car? Because mine was a battered old P-Reg Panda, Fiat Panda. My second car was a battered old Fiat Uno, and it had rust. They were both white, covered in rust and all sorts, but I loved my first cars. And one of the things about the move to EV, and this is, it's going to be short-term and temporary because it's new technology, is you don't get cheap, battered old EVs just flying around. You can find them, don't get me wrong, but in terms of getting into an EV, there is always going to be a floor. Because there'll always be a floor price, yeah? Because the battery's always going to be worth something in a way that a combustion car can be worth £200 or £300. You could drive it for a year. It might be scrapped at the end of that, but it was your first car. And so I love that segment and BYD are coming into it. 3.8 metres long, city-focused car. Not the cheapest, they say. It won't be, because the cheapest is the Dacia Spring, slightly below the Leapmotor T03. But BYD saying they're not going to price it super cheap, but they are going to give it loads of features, premium technology for the price. Apple CarPlay, Android Auto, big touchscreen, either a 30 or a 38 kilowatt hour pack. So realistically, on the big pack, you're looking at 200 miles there on a small, lightweight vehicle. 100 horsepower, 75 kilowatt motor, 120 dealer locations by the end of the year in the UK alone, and the Dolphin Surf enters a very competitive market. Citroën EC3, probably going to be $5,000 more. That could be discounted. Dacia Spring could be $5,000 less. But that's really cheap and cheerful motoring. And so if you want all of those big safety features, a bit of self-driving autonomy stuff, loads of airbags, and like I say, the cameras, surround view, all of that kind of stuff, real premium features at $20,000. This is what BYD say they'll bring with the Dolphin Surf, otherwise known as the Seagull. Okay, let's move on. Huawei. Oh, this is amazing. Huawei launched the first liquid-cooled megawatt fast-charging solution that they have called Huawei's Intelligent Electric and Intelligent Charging Network. The charger has a peak power of 1.5 megawatts and delivers 20 kilowatt hours of energy a minute. It maintains a maximum charging current of 2,400 amps for 15 minutes. A 300 kilowatt hour pack could be charged in 15 minutes. Obviously, for commercial reasons, that's very important because commercial vehicles have bigger battery packs than the cars that you and I drive. Liquid cooled, obviously, temperatures become a real concern when you're pumping that much juice. That also helps the reliability of the system. They use Huawei silicon carbide chips inside. The charging system supports vehicle-to-grid, they say, for bidirectional energy flow alongside the state grid. The charger works with both passenger cars and construction machinery. And the pilot project in Shenzhen's Yantian port showed that electric heavy-duty trucks were charging for about 15 minutes and giving them 4 hours of operation. These things are out in the wild already. I love it. We get an announcement, which I think was last month, that these things are coming at China speed. A month later, we go, oh, they're here. Right, General Motors will continue producing its EVs in Mexico. The director of GM's Mexico EV operations saying that GM has no plans to halt or relocate production of the EVs made in Mexico following the tariffs in the United States. The plant there will keep making its 100% EV models and assembling the Equinox, Blazer, and Cadillac Optiq. They also might add models like the Spark, not the Spark in your head, but they might use the nameplate Spark for a pure EV. And the GM is looking at the impact of these US tariffs on vehicles coming from Mexico. According to CNBC, over 16% of GM vehicles sold in the US last year were assembled in Canada and Mexico. Buick is next. Whilst we are talking GM, Buick is creating a new brand. Sub-brands are all the thing. Now, long-time listeners, you know I've talked about this many times in the past, and I'm worried about it. Do we need this many sub-brands? I'm worried about it in the context of Chinese cars. Do we need an unknown Chinese name launching 12 different other unknown sub-brands to try and sell to Western markets? Should a BYD just be a BYD? Should a NIO just be a NIO? And certainly for others as well. Buick, though, is creating their sub-brand in China for new energy vehicles and plug-in hybrids as well. The Electra brand will start with three vehicles. The Incasa luxury minivan was launched this week in plug-in hybrid and pure EV forms as well. The platform developed by the Pan-Asia Technical Automotive Center, a joint venture between GM and SAIC. They'll use lithium iron phosphate batteries from CATL that'll charge up to 640 kilowatts of power. Buick says a 10-minute charge will add over 200 miles of range. You would think so at that speed. They want to cover all price points in that market. Now, Renault is finally putting on sale the Electric 5 Turbo 3e. The Renault 5 is brilliant, and I'm just starting to see some monthly offers on that. It's a new vehicle, so you don't get the great monthly offers on any new vehicle, but I've just started to see, admittedly I was looking at some lease pricing, not that we're looking to lease one, but I like to, in my spare time, just how I roll, have a look at EV lease prices to see which models are being pushed. And the Renault 5, starting to get a little bit cheaper monthly. This one's not one of those, though. This is the Renault 5 Turbo 3e. Very high performance. Looks like a Renault 5. It has all the extra bodywork and whatnot. But it does start at £135,000. It's Renault's modern version of the classic 1980s Renault 5 Turbo. They're calling it a mini supercar. Well, they can call it what they want. It's 135 grand. But if you're a collector, if you've got the money, if you want the sixth car in your six-car garage, and you simply must have one of these, get the retro-styled Renault 5 electric super mini with its custom platform, unique bodywork, 0 to 62 miles an hour in less than 3.5 seconds. Loads of features for track days as well. In-wheel motors, providing instant power to the rear wheels. So a bit of drift action going on there as well. Very much all about weight saving, though. And so, you know, they haven't just chucked battery and motors at this thing. This is about trying to do as much as you can. It was the lightweight as possible, 70 kilowatt hour pack, 80% charge in 15 minutes, 250 miles of range, they say. But again, they want this to be a track capable car that would probably do 20 minutes or so at absolute flat chat pace. But again, you know, with 135 grand to spare, you drive it how you want. We'll take a break when we come back. Lots to talk about on the podcast today. Mini revising their EV strategy. And Tesla enhancing their finance options. Stick around. Back in a mo.
Picture this. You're halfway through a DIY Carfix, tools scattered everywhere, and boom. You realize you're missing a part. It's okay, because you know whatever it is, it's on eBay. They've got everything. Brakes, headlights, cold air intakes, whatever you need. And it's guaranteed to fit, which means no more crossing your fingers and hoping you ordered the right thing. All the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. eBay. Things people love. Picture this. You're halfway through a DIY Carfix, tools scattered everywhere, and boom. You realize you're missing a part. It's okay, because you know whatever it is, it's on eBay. They've got everything. Brakes, headlights, cold air intakes, whatever you need. And it's guaranteed to fit, which means no more crossing your fingers and hoping you ordered the right thing. All the parts you need, at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit, every time. eBay. Things people love.
All right, welcome back to the podcast. If you'd like to strip out the ads, because maybe you heard some ads on the ad-supported free feed, have a look at the Patreon page. You get your own unique RSS feed, copy-paste into your favourite pod app, and you are off and away ad-free. Kia has announced modestly increased prices for the new EV6 in the United States. The refreshed Kia EV6, with its new design changes. I love the look of this. I love the look of the old EV6, but like anything, when you see the new version, a bit like the new Model Y, we'll get to that in a bit, you think, oh, I quite like the new one more than the old one. There's nothing wrong with the old one. But anyway, they've redesigned it, and I think the Kia EV6 looks even better. A quieter cabin, better vehicle-to-load capacity. They say that you can now do vehicle-to-load at up to 12 kilowatts. Battery capacity is increased by about 10% using the battery packs we knew that were coming, bigger battery packs, with the latest over-the-air updates as well. Horsepower boost in this key addition, obviously, for my US listeners, is that the vehicle now comes with a J3400 connector on it. So you can use those Tesla superchargers natively and any other third-party charging station, which is now putting the J3400 plug on their connectors. I think we're obviously going to see, you know, a long time where each charger is going to have either a CCS1 or a J3400 on, just like for years we had CCS or CHAdeMO. And we still do have CCS or CHAdeMO as an option on many chargers over here as well. Despite the improvements, the price is really minimally increased. Low-end variants up by a couple of $100s. Top-tier GT trim, which is really special, is up by $2,200 as well. They're making it at their EV6 Georgia facility. The GT trim, which is the crazy one, is still made in Korea, though, for now. Mini are revising their electric vehicle strategy. Tariffs are definitely taking their toll. Mini is changing their EV strategy. The company delaying EV production at the plant in Oxford, here in Great Britain, and will not introduce new electric models to the United States. They say directly because of the new US tariffs on vehicles made in China. Mini initially planned to import the Aceman compact crossover and an electric Mini convertible, which would have been so cool, wouldn't it? In the summertime, little drop-top Mini, very nice, all electric, but that model is not going to come to the US anymore because Mini make those, or BMW, the owner, makes them in China. And of course, the tariffs in the United States mean that you'll no longer get those vehicles. But heck, Mini, bring a nice little drop-top electric Mini over here. Absolutely love it. Many factors, of course, going into this, but the tariffs on finished vehicles and on parts as well. So much uncertainty in the automotive industry right now. Many people have a prediction or an opinion on what it'll mean. You know, how many thousands more dollars the average American is going to pay for their car. But no one knows till it happens, do they? I think, you know, the car makers will try and absorb and soak up as much as possible. But inevitably, it hits their bottom lines, doesn't it? And so we'll see if vehicles get more expensive or not. I mean, we'll just wait and see. Many people think they know the answer, but we don't until it happens or not. But we do know that some vehicles which were coming to the US are no longer because of these tariffs. Tesla is enhancing their financing options. Tesla's extending its zero interest incentives to keep its market position in China, which, like I've said recently, Tesla has many headwinds around the world. Obviously, the political implications in the US and the interference in European politics by the CEO affecting them over here. But in China, it's all down to the competition. And you know, the Shanghai Auto Show is this week. I'll be talking a lot more about that. Special show coming soon. All the details on that. There it's all about competition. So to try and fend off the competition, Tesla announced yesterday it will extend 0% loans on its Model Ys to 5 years in China. That is, I mean, it's a great deal because interest rates are higher than historically, you know, recent times. An interest-free loan with a down payment of about $10,000, monthly payments of about $400 over 5 years. The Model Y is priced between $36,000 and $43,000 equivalent in China. Hard to make that direct comparison, of course. But Tesla's seen a significant decline in sales in multiple regions. Tesla's been down in China, had a good couple of weeks at the end of the quarter. But Shen Meng from Chanson & Co. Says that combined with tariffs, its performance expectations have weakened in China. A big drop there in Tesla's sales numbers in China. So to try and strengthen their position, 0% is a really, really good deal for local buyers. Here in the UK, EV policy may hinder consumer savings. Hybrid car owners can save some money compared to driving a petrol, but switch to electric and you make a lot more savings. So you might save £15 a year by driving a soft hybrid, a mild hybrid, or 20-year-old technology, really. Think of the Priuses of the world. But go all electric, and now the savings really rack up to almost £1,000 a year. That's according to the Energy and Climate Intelligence Unit, as reported by The Guardian today. The UK government changed the EV rules, allowing more sales of petrol and diesel cars until 2035, which pleased some in the industry, but does mean, of course, that the longer we wait to go electric means more and more people are missing out on those potential savings. Now, with the BMW i3 finishing off the podcast today, when it launched in 2014, the initial models had an 18.2 kilowatt hour usable battery. It used to be listed in amp hours, unlike every other car, which was kilowatt hours. It's a German thing. It's a BMW thing. 80 miles of range, if you were lucky, when the battery was brand new with no deg before it got cold. Maybe it was 60 miles. Hey, look, I would still, by the way, have an original BMW i3. Space age technology even now. And if you want to pop to the shops and back, a 60-mile EV, it still looks so cool even now. Many first-generation i3s can't even do 60 miles because of battery day. So a Chinese company has created a high capacity replacement that fits in the dimensions of the BMW i3 battery. They use the latest cells from CATL, the world's number one EV battery maker, NCM chemistry, and it includes 96 CATL cells in 8 modules. That's 154 amp hours or 54 kilowatt hours. And so even BMW's biggest pack ended up at 42. This is a significant increase on even the 2019 packs that were going in. The common 60 amp hour and 94 amp hour models were good at the time, but if you want to have a BMW i3, and again, that space-age technology, the vehicle looks still great, but you might think, I just want a bit more range. Well, now you do have an option. They say they recommend having it professionally installed. Really, Sherlock? I was going to do it at the weekend myself. Well, I guess if you're very handy and you're trained in high voltage systems, well, then you probably could put the battery in yourself. Got a ramp at home or maybe some sort of mechanical equipment? Well, then you go for it. But for the rest of us, you'd probably have it professionally installed. And the range obviously would go to something like maybe 250 miles on a battery that size, of being over 50 kilowatt hours. A lightweight car at the end of the day. And so that would be really, really cool. Pricing is noteworthy. It costs $5,800 without shipping, without installation. And this is on Alibaba. Now, I'm sure lots of proper, legit things are sold on Alibaba, and many people have spent much more than $5,800 and had exactly what they thought they were going to be delivered. However, you are buying relatively blind. It's not like you're popping down to the local shop to get one of these. But this is so cool. This is very, very cool. It's a 3-year warranty for whatever that is worth. I don't know. Rated for 2,000 charge-discharge cycles, which isn't a lot, but it's going to get you through the life of the vehicle, I suppose. Hey, a battery replacement from BMW is going to run you 15 grand at least. And so, well, you know, $6,000 and add some shipping in that. Maybe there's a local shop that is trained in high voltage stuff that can put the pack in. Like I say, same dimensions. It's in theory, take out the old one, put in this new one, and you get yourself a 54 kilowatt hour battery inside a BMW i3. I love stuff like this, keeping cars on the road and updating them. And there's no reason that old battery that you take out won't go on to have a wonderful second life after being inside your car. And that is your podcast today. I'll pop a link to BMW blog where I found that story in the show notes. Thanks to our premium partners, Porsche of the Village in Cincinnati, Audi of Cincinnati East, and Volvo Cars of Cincinnati East, National Car Charging on the US mainland and Aloha Charge in Hawaii, and Octopus Electroverse. Global public charging made simple with one app and one map. Have a good and see you tomorrow. And remember, there's no such thing as a self-charging hybrid.
Picture this. You're halfway through a DIY Carfix, tools scattered everywhere, and boom, you realize you're missing a part. It's okay, because you know whatever it is, it's on eBay. They've got everything. Brakes, headlights, cold air intakes, whatever you need. And it's guaranteed to fit, which means no more crossing your fingers and hoping you ordered the right thing. All the parts you need, at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit, every time. eBay. Things. People. Love.